While I worried about him in ways I didn't worry about Jet, I always knew where to find him. He never scared me.
"I gotta go to the bathroom," Jet announced, hopping off the stool.
"Wash your hands," my mom told her.
Jet scampered to the mudroom, wiping her flour-coated hands on her little apron, and closed the door. I stepped into the kitchen. "You're a good mom, you know." My mom glanced at me, pausing with her hands in the bowl. "You should have had a house full of kids," I told her. She smiled to herself, working the dough as I came up behind her and wrapped my arms around her shoulders. I tucked my chin into her neck playfully.
"You were enough," she said.
"Maybe too much?"
"Oh, yeah," she scoffed. "Way too much."
I chuckled, appreciating the jest, even though she wasn't really lying. Getting arrested and imprisoned was hell for them, and I was ashamed enough for the disappointment and heartache I'd caused, but even more so since I was their only child. I hated myself for not doing better. I glanced down at the small silver pendant hiding behind my mother's apron, Saint Felicitas of Rome. I squeezed her tighter, and she paused, letting me. She loved being a grandmother. "They still in the dojo?" I asked, pulling back and plucking one of the slices of a mandarin orange from the little bowl that was probably Jet's snack. I stuck it into my mouth.
"For 2 hours now," my mother replied. "Go see if she's still alive."
"My wife can take that old man." I walked toward the hall, feeling my mother's eyes on me. I stopped and threw a look over my shoulder, shaking my head. "Never mind. I knew that was stupid when I said it." She laughed, both of us knowing we still hadn't seen one person who could take my father. "You're coming tonight, right?" I asked her. I saw her chest fall in a heavy sigh, and her hooded eyes shoot me a look.
"I feel like a calm evening, thank you."
"What do you mean? It'll be calm." Her eyebrow arched up, and I bit back my laugh. "Okay, okay."
"Maybe," she said, returning to her work.
I shook my head and turned, smiling. It had better be fucking calm tonight. I headed down the hallway, exited the sliding door, and stepped into the rock garden. The miniature trees, bushes, and ponds covered with snow created a peaceful oasis in the open air at the center of the house. Banks and I had created something like it at our home in Meridian City, which was a feat considering she preferred the wild overgrowth and garden maze of our house here. I favored the more stylized landscape that I grew up with. Clouds hung low, promising more snow tonight, and I could smell the ice in the air. Devil's Night was in our blood, but Fire Night was starting to become my favorite. I loved this time of year. Coming to the door, I slid open the panel and spotted them immediately, sparring in the center of the dojo as I quietly slipped inside and closed the fusuma behind me. Festivities in town had already begun, and we were going to be late, but my heart swelled, and I couldn't interrupt just yet. I loved watching Banks and my father. I loved watching her spend time with my parents.
"You're looking at me," my father said, blocking her kick.
She charged him, hair that had come loose from her ponytail hanging in her eyes and sweat covering my dad's chest and neck. He blocked a punch, advancing on her.
"Stop looking at me," he barked.
She retreated when she should have circled him to gain time.
"When you watch me, you don't see," he told her. "You must see everything."
She growled, throwing a punch and then a high kick, the latter he caught and threw off without so much as a scowl of those severe black eyebrows of his. Mads looked more and more like him every day. I folded my arms over my chest, remaining in the shadow of the beam that stretched to the ceiling, as I watched my wife stumble to the side, breathing hard and already worn out. We trained at Sensu several times a week. She was in great shape. Or should have been. My father approached her.